We are back, baby.
We're back. Yeah. Classic.
We are back.
That's
we
right.
are back.
Welcome to Vegas Ringside Rundown, the podcast that brings you the heart-pounding action and insightful discussions of youth hockey right from the heart of Las Vegas. I'm thrilled to introduce to you your favorite hockey dads, Nate and Ron.
So there you have it. It says Nate and Ron, but guess what? I've got a new guy.
Hey, my name is Jim. It's good to be here. Happy to have you. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, thank you for jumping on and being a part of this podcast. We haven't had the podcast going since May. We've got a couple of things going on. We want to come back. We've been talking with some people out there. We got some great ideas, right? We want to get some coaches on board to come in and have some conversations. We're going to have a little bit of intermittent, Jim? It's that, you know, where you're trying to like one-on-one private,
interviews.
Interviews.
We're going to be talking to all kinds of hockey coaches, hockey
dads,
hockey players around the valley, and get their perspective on what's been going on and what will go on in youth hockey here in the valley.
Absolutely. And I think that word I was trying to say was intimate. A little bit of intimacy. Can't even say that.
Yeah, we'll have a little intimacy on this podcast. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun. Absolutely. So, just a little background again about me. My name's Ron. I'm just a hockey dad. We're two puck dads here, talking youth hockey here in Las Vegas. So this is Vegas Ringside Rundown. Again, if you have any questions about to us or want to reach out to us, please reach us at info@vegasringside.com. That's info@vegasringside.com. We get those emails. If there's questions that you have, we'll bring it up on our podcast and try to answer them as best we can. We have experts now, I believe we can get on to the podcast, i.e. refs and coaches and stuff like that, that I think can help clarify some things. We definitely want to clean up from the parent side. We want to make sure that we clean up their understanding of how youth hockey is being played.
Right.
It is relatively newer here in Las Vegas.
We are a very new hockey market and a lot of new hockey families. Ron and I, both coming from hockey mad areas, have been through it already, but I know a lot of the parents here have not been through the process of their child starting hockey and going all the way through as far as they can go. So we want to help out as best we can and give everybody as much information as we can to help everybody out.
Absolutely. And the nice thing about Jim is Jim's been with the Vegas Junior Golden Knights organization for how many years now, Jim?
About 6 years now.
Okay. And my son and myself, we were actually with the Storm organization. As you guys know from previous podcasts, there's multiple organizations here, about three of them right now.
Three, yep.
That currently do travel programs throughout the, we'll call the season, right? From like August or September 1st to the end of March.
End of March, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And those programs consist of Vegas Junior Golden Knights, the Las Vegas Storm, and also the Las Vegas Ice Warriors. Those three programs do their best to try to produce and make, make kids accountable, have fun, definitely travel.
Lots of travel. That's for sure. We're on an island out here. So that is something that parents do need to understand. If their kids are going to join a travel team on any one of those organizations, you will be traveling all the time.
For sure. And because of where Las Vegas is based on the population and how many programs currently that are in Las Vegas, we do have to get out of Las Vegas to play other teams, obviously, for other competitions. And we're going to actually talk about some of those teams coming up here shortly, because Vegas Junior Golden Knights played some teams. Bishop Gorman last weekend played some teams.
Las Vegas Storm.
Yeah.
Ice Warriors. We've got a lot of action past Labor Day weekend for sure. Good showing for all the Vegas teams. Exciting weekend in Vegas. Lots of teams from out of town coming to check out our top-notch facilities. So it's all great for youth hockey in the Valley. We're going to grow it like crazy.
Absolutely. Now, there's if you want to check out our website, you can also check it out at vegasringside.com. If you're going to that website, what you're going to be able to see there is actually the podcast will be aired there as well. But you can listen to our podcast anywhere on Apple, iTunes, all major Spotify. We're everywhere.
Everywhere. Spread the word.
And of course, if you want to just follow us through the website, you totally can. We are looking for what we call ghostwriters.
Ghostwriters, contributors. We'd love to hear about every team. If any coaches, players, parents want to let us know what's going on with their teams, anybody's looking to write blogs about their teams, we're totally interested in that. Just hit us up on the website, on the email, and we'll totally look into that for you.
Absolutely. And we have a nice little spot. We had a couple of blogs actually from my wife talking about called the Ice Queen Chronicles. You can go there to read just some of the trials and tribulations of just getting through like tryouts. Now, we had gone through tryouts in April.
Correct.
And that's the first available opportunity for these organizations to go through those tryouts. And I know Julie wrote a little bit about that. But if you guys want to get on and put some stuff up, some content up onto the website, absolutely. We're here to help. We also encourage, if you're interested in sponsorships, you're more than welcome to do that as well. At the end of the day, we do like to sponsor our local businesses as well.
Absolutely.
We have a few of them out there right now. We've got Revolt Hockey, actually, is right there off of Windmill and 215.
Nice small family-owned company. Good to support them and keep it going in Vegas.
Yep, absolutely. And we're not, right now, we're not asking for anything. We're just letting you guys know where you can go. Obviously, everyone can go to Pure Hockey, or they can go to the rinks as well. There's some really good, and this is relatively new. Not so much from when our last podcast, from my last podcast, which was in May. But this is relatively new that we've got some actual shops inside the rinks. You know a little bit more about it than I do.
I do.
Are they associated with the rink, or are they a separate entity?
They are a separate entity. They are known as Center Ice Hockey. They came out of Colorado. They also have shops in Chicago and North Dakota, both at City National and America First Center. Two guys own them, run them. They're lifelong hockey guys, super knowledgeable, not looking to take advantage of anybody. I would definitely check them out. And as well as the Las Vegas Ice Center Pro Shop is fantastic. Everybody over there is great too. So we are pretty lucky and pretty blessed as a small hockey town to have such quality equipment shops and pro shops in the area.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're going to be reaching out to one of the owners to see if he wants to come on the podcast, talk a little about skate sharpening, I heard.
He's a skate sharpening guru. Also, he'll be talking to us about basically fully gearing up your kid from the second he steps on the ice, from learn to play all the way through till as far as they can go, whether that's junior hockey or wherever that may be. He's going to come on there and give us a lot of information about that. It'll be great for the parents to hear about the skate sharpening. So he's very passionate about it. We're looking forward to having him on.
Absolutely. And we're also going to have Revolt Hockey on as well to talk a little bit about their products and services. And then anybody else that's interested, I do know that there's, he doesn't know that I know that we're talking about it, but I do want to bring it up. There is also Played Against Sports. And from Played Against Sports, it's out in Henderson. I don't have the exact address where it is, but we'll definitely try to put that into our website as well. But, you know, that's a great place. Like if your kids are outside trying to like play hockey and you want to get some decent sticks.
A decent price.
Price that you know that maybe you're not going to play in-game, but you want to, you know, make sure that they're... Because, listen, trust me, playing hockey on the streets, those sticks kind of wear out.
They go quick, for sure.
They go very quick. But that's another opportunity to pick up, like, sticks, supplies, gear, whatever for hockey, or really any sports, because it is Play Against Sports. So
absolutely.
We appreciate you guys coming along for the ride. Like, once again, he's Jim. I'm Ron. And we're here to have a little bit of fun. So 10-minute mark, my friend. See, time goes by pretty quick.
Time flies when you're having fun, right?
When you're having fun. So you're going to talk to me a little bit about what happened over Labor Day weekend. That really kicks off, Jim. It really kicks off the start of the season.
It's the unofficial start of the hockey season here on the West Coast, at least. I know on the East Coast, they're just starting to ramp up probably in the next couple weeks. Yeah. Still some tryouts out in Canada happening around. So if anybody's still looking for a spot, I know there is teams in Canada. If you look online, you can see there's still spots out there. But we start early out here. So, yeah, we did have a big tournament over Labor Day over at City National and America First Center. And if you'd like, we can go through the results.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So, first of all, we're going to go right through the age group. So at the 10U age group, Las Vegas Storm, great showing all the way to the final, undefeated. Unfortunately, fell to Mountain Select, which is a nice organization out of Colorado.
Okay.
So a great start to those to the season for the Storm. 10AA, once again, the Storm goes all the way to the final and beats the LA Junior Kings 6-3 in the final. A couple of Junior Knights teams in that division as well, but Storm takes the whole thing. So wow. Congrats on the Storm on that one.
Absolutely.
All right, and then moving right along, 12AA. Las Vegas Ice Warriors make their first appearance in the finals. Lost to the California Wave 4-3. Had a great tournament, only lost one game, and I believe it was to the California Wave in the round robin. Won their semifinal all the way through to the final. Unfortunately, falls by a goal.
Okay.
Okay, and then in the 12UAB division, once again, Las Vegas Ice Warriors this time get the win over Mountain Select, 5-3 in the final.
Wow.
So great job for the Ice Warriors showing up, showing out. That's fantastic. So, all right, moving on to the 14U division, the 14A division, Las Vegas Storm, all the way to the finals again. Unfortunately, falls to the Utah Dogs. Our neighbors to the north, great game, 5-4, really close, a good start to their season. Then we're going to go to 16, the A level.
Okay.
Three-team division, so two Warriors.
Who was in that?
Warriors A and okay. Warriors A Select.
Okay.
And then I believe it was Mountain Select again, don't quote me on that one, but the two Warriors teams went to the finals.
Okay.
The Warriors Select took care of the Warriors A team. So if anybody really? Doesn't know about that one.
So which one's better, you think?
Well, we're not going to go say better, but the Select team. So there's two A teams. The Select team had the first choice on kids.
Oh, they did. Okay.
So that would, you know, you don't
You're
wanna,
right.
You don't want to say
not
better.
Not saying better, but, you know, they did win what they would tier is 16A1 or 16A2.
So that would be the 16A1 team, and they blew through that three-team division, even in the finals.
So their head coach is Jared.
I believe so,
yeah. And so his team did win.
His team did win.
Okay.
7-0 in
That's
the
a good
finals.
Showing. There's some good kids. I know quite a few of those kids on both those teams.
Right.
And we'll talk a little bit more about those teams or how they got formed. But realistically, they've got some really good players, some really good kids, really good parents on those teams. So that's great to see that they're getting into the tournament.
I know my son, who's a 15U, has friends on both those teams as well. Good players, unfortunately, with the limited amount of travel teams here, or fortunately, however you look at it,
yeah,
there is a spot for them on the Warriors, and they're going to have a good season wherever they go because our A-level in this town should be higher than a watered-down A-level in, say, California.
Okay.
Because there's so many teams out in California that go AAA, AA, A. By the time you get to A,
I would say it's almost more like house.
Glorified
not saying house, but it... It's yeah. close because I know last year with both high school teams, when we first jumped into the mix, Faith and Bishop Gorman, they had a JV, both had JV teams,
right.
But the JV teams were really good.
They were really good.
And they were killing the JV teams in California.
Absolutely.
And they made them both jump up to D3, I believe.
Correct.
Just so they can have better competition.
Correct.
So you're absolutely right when you're talking about California, you know,
Watered down a little.
Watered down a little. Absolutely. But you still got to show up, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Still got to show up. So both those teams showed up for their final.
100%.
And they called it the Select is who won?
The 16A Select team.
Okay.
Correct.
Awesome.
All right. Moving on. We'll go right to the 16AA, which we're going to talk a little bit about because that's our boys. We're in that division along with the Gorman 16AA team. So, first of all, 15 AAA Junior Knights, as you know, we are very familiar with our sons on that team.
Mm-hmm.
1-0-2 in the round robin. Like I said, one win and a couple of ties.
Yeah.
Lost a tough semifinal to the OC Ice Dogs 15U AAA team.
Yeah.
Fantastic team. We did very well to tie them in the round robin. They did take it to us in the semifinals to earn their trip to the finals where they met the 16AA Gorman team, which had gone 4-0, blowing through everybody. Including
and their semi, so they would have went 4-0 or 5-0 at that point?
4-0 at that point.
Okay.
And they had already beaten the 15 AAA OC Ice Dogs 3-2 in their first game.
Okay.
Unfortunately, it got flipped, and it was 3-2 in favor of the Ice Dogs in the finals of that one. So good showing for Gorman. Unfortunately, fell in the finals of that division.
That did go to a shootout, right?
I believe did
I
go did, to
a, I think it yes, went to it a shootout.
Did go to a shootout. Yeah. So, you know, tough way to lose.
Yeah.
Those kids should be very proud, though. They had a great showing. I personally watched some of it, and I'm sure you did too, some of their games.
We did.
They're going to have a really nice season. They're a very good team. So,
and if
you are very familiar with that organization and team, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And if you're actually, if you guys are interested in watching any of the Gorman games, I believe there's, I think, you might even be able to go to on YouTube to Larison Sports and find some of the Gorman games being broadcast.
I actually did pop upon that last night. So, yes, they are available to watch on YouTube at Larison Sports.
Yeah, and then there's another dad that does some of their broadcasting as well, but I'll have to get their information too. Because, you know, we want, if you guys are interested or your kids are interested in playing youth hockey, you definitely want to watch some of the youth hockey games.
Oh, for absolutely. Sure. For sure.
They're fun, especially when they're in town. The one thing is my son was able to talk to the head coach of, Storm and,
Gorman,
of Gorman. Yeah. That's habit of me.
Right.
Of Gorman and of the 16U, AA team. And, they were suffering with some, unforeseen injuries, some upper body injuries, missing a few kids,
missing a bunch.
Same with us.
Yeah. We were short,
four, I think
four kids, in different points of that tournament, a couple of an injury, a sickness, and a couple of unfortunate suspensions, which does happen here and there. But
what we'd like to call is just upper body injuries.
We'll call them upper body injuries. Right? So we had a couple of unfortunate upper body injuries that, at this age group, 15, 16 years old, it's very rare you're going to have a full team with injuries. And, you know, one kid gets sick on the team and then it's on.
Like absolutely.
It spreads like wildfire. So no excuses for our performance at all.
Not at all.
Or for the Gorman performance. And
absolutely.
Heavy props to the OC Ice Dogs. As really nice team, very nice systems. They did not get stressed out at all and played their game fully throughout the whole tournament.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one coach was talking to Brandon. He had said, you know, Brandon's like, hey, you know, I saw your game, you know, and that's when he kind of gave a little bit of the information and the struggle that they were dealing with.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, did you watch our game? He goes, yeah, I watch your guys' game. You know, you guys need to shoot.
Right.
That's what you guys need to do. You got to shoot. And he might have been directing that towards Brandon, too, because I don't think at that time Brandon had a lot of shots on goal for those games.
Right.
But at the end of the day, though, as dad, just speaking strictly as a father,
right?
I think there's probably a Gretzky quote. There's some quote out there, you know, 100% of the shots.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Don't take.
It's either a Wayne Gretzky or a Michael Scott from The Office, depending on who you believe. that's who gets quoted on those two. So I believe originally it was Wayne, but it's maybe taken a life of its own from The Office series. So,
well, I'm happy you knew that because I didn't. But the important thing is, and that's absolutely true, right? Those two teams, if you're not getting shots on goal – And OC Ice Dogs were doubling up us.
Double their shots in both games that we played.
Absolutely. Yep,
100%.
And it is unfortunate, but they did make it to, the Gales. They ended up making it to the finals, unfortunately losing in a shootout.
Yep, tough loss. Like I said, they were up a little bit late and a late goal, and then, you know, onto the shootout we go. So, move along?
Yep.
All right, so the 18UA. So, that was a three-team division as well. And it was won by Bishop Gorman, the D3 team.
Okay.
So that would be the middle-level Gorman High School team. I'm not sure of the other two teams in that division, but it does have them listed as winning there.
Okay, so just to give you a heads up, just kind of talking about Bishop Gorman. So they do have a D1, D2, and a D3, plus a JV.
Okay. So now the 16AA team I believe it's D1, D3, and the 16AA would be a D2 team.
No, my apologies. They have a D1, D2, and JV.
Gotcha.
That's what they have.
So this was the D2 team. Like I said, smaller division, but went undefeated. I believe, talking to one of the hockey dads, the team that they played in the finals had a little bit of problems with injuries, and they did bring a few 18U Ice Warriors team kids onto their team.
Oh,
so it's kind of
a short
put together team, but either way, great job by Gorman. They smashed everybody. And then onto the 18AA division that featured the Division I Gorman team, which is a really nice team. They went undefeated all the way through to the finals. Lost to the Santa Barbara Ice Hawks 5-4. I did happen to watch that game. A high quality hockey game all around.
5-4?
5-4. And so the Santa Barbara team was, looking at him in warmups, I really was wondering if Gorman could even skate with him. And not only did they skate with him, but they gave him every ounce of game they can get, only falling 5-4 in the final. So good things ahead for that D1 Gorman team for sure.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching that too, because, you know, what's interesting about Gorman and their high school stuff is that they had the 16, and then you still have the high school that can have kids up to 18 years old,
right,
or 17, 18 years old.
Right. And they do play in 18U tournaments because seniors in high school go up to 18.
Yeah.
So a good opportunity. Even some of those younger kids on that team that are sophomores, you know, playing against seniors in high school, that's only going to make you better.
I'd be scared. I'm sorry. Well, I'd be scared. If I'm 14, 15,
well,
I don't want to get crushed. But I don't know, like, from a high school.
You're
not going
to be scared. You'll be scared, and then when you get hit real hard, and then you realize that you're okay, and then you're into it. That's what really gets you into the game, a nice big hit, you know?
Why do I have a boot on my leg?
No, it happens.
Here's the thing, though. Is it less hitting or more hitting in high school hockey, you think?
It kind of depends on the level, so... top level high school is kind of like
more skill,
like AAA, kind of the same way.
Yeah.
You're going to see hitting, but the kids who are playing at that level are used to the hitting and know how to protect themselves a little bit better. Whereas if you're playing on lower level, less skilled players, sometimes you see some dirtier stuff.
Yeah.
You know, kids aren't trained to hit, or they're just out there looking to headhunt a little bit, and sometimes kids aren't as strong on their skates. So you might get a situation where you take a hard hit, where if you were a top level skater, you're going to bump against the board, shake it off, and keep going. However, if you're not a top level skater, it's going to knock you off balance. You're going to fly into the boards and possibly get hurt, you know, something okay. like that. And, you know, I'm going to go off on a little bit here.
Yeah.
Men's leagues in town, and I've played men's leagues in this town for 25, almost 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
The higher the level men's league, the less nonsense there is. You're not going to get checking. Everybody knows how to play hockey, and everybody knows they have to go to work the next day.
That's good.
Now, on the lower level, yep. which...
it's usually where I play.
Well, I mean, I see it a lot, and I'm on my way there rapidly as I age. I'm going down to that level. I do see a lot, being at the rink all the time like I am, I do see a lot more stick work and fights at the lower level.
Yeah.
Maybe because newer players, not really used to the game and getting angry about things maybe you shouldn't be angry about.
Yeah, just like they think they're going to win the Stanley Cup or
sort
something.
Sort of, yeah. So mm-hmm. I find in no matter what level hockey, no matter what age group of hockey, the higher the level, the less nonsense you'll see.
Yeah, better play.
Yeah. Better players who, you know, can know how to protect themselves and to check the right way and stick check the right way and all that.
Okay.
Sorry about that little tangent.
No, I love it. That's the beauty of a podcast, folks. You know,
right?
Two pucking dads just riffing. Just having some fun.
Right. All right, so we got one more division from the Labor Day tournament, and it was the 16 AAA division. Basically, they called it a tournament game. It was kind of just a four-game series between the 16 AAA Junior Knights and the 16 AAA OC Ice Dogs. As you see, a lot of Ice Dogs teams were in this. Three wins for the Ice Dogs, one win for the Junior Knights. All games within two goals. Very competitive all the way. I caught a couple of the games. Could have gone either way. And these are the first games that the Junior Knights AAA team had played together.
Yeah.
You can see the potential is there, and I'm sure Coach will get them together, whereas you can see those Ice Dogs kids had definitely played together before. So even though it was three losses, one win, you can see the potential, and they're gonna be just fine when they get into their season.
And I'll be honest with you, Jim. I watched that first game, and I would have thought, watching the very first game, that that team would have swept. To be honest with you,
right?
Because they won. Yes. I watched the one game that they did win, and let me tell you, the goalie in net. I don't know her name.
Right.
I don't.
Stud.
She is amazing.
Amazing.
She actually. I think they gave up one.
She gave up one. Yeah.
She gave up
3-1
right at the end.
Right.
Like she had a shutout going
it was
all the
2-0 close to the end. They scored and then an empty netter for the Knights to get the 3-1 finals. But she stood on her head the entire game.
Yeah.
Like that's to me, a female playing 16 AAA.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Have that kind of performance is super awesome, and I could really see her going places in her career in the future because that's incredible. These kids can shoot, and she was stopping everything.
Wow.
Everything.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know who broadcasts their games, but we'll try to get a list of the parents that are broadcasting and where you can find it. Like, for example, if you wanted to follow 15 Triple for Vegas Junior Golden Knights, you can actually go to Twitch, Twitch TV, Scully 7, S-C-U-L-L-I 7. That's where we actually broadcast our games and actually watch the games. Now, we're not going to be able to broadcast all the games, unfortunately, because of NAPHL's
rules
yeah. when we have those things. But I'm hoping to record and then still push it out. But nevertheless, if you want to do that, if you wanted to watch, and we're going to talk about this team in a little bit, the 14 AA team for Vegas Junior Golden Knights, they're on Larison Sports as correct. Well. Also on Larison Sports is the Bishop Gorman 16 AA as well. She Summer really does a great job.
Yeah, Summer Bottinger is fantastic at what she does. And if you're looking for some good hockey and it's out there for free, check out YouTube and check out Larison Sports for sure. And obviously Scully 7 on Twitch TV.
Yeah,
as a former opponent.
Yeah,
I watched all the games of when they were broadcasting Storm games, when Ron Sonnen was on that team, not only for a little scouting purposes, but just to see the kids in the area and see how they're doing and the friends on the team. My son, Gavin, who is now a teammate of Ron's son, Brandon.
Yeah.
We would sit down and watch their games, not only just scouting, but just to watch hockey, to watch good hockey. Like, you know, everybody loves watching the NHL, obviously, but you want to see some kids having fun and getting better and supporting youth hockey in the area. I would say check them out, both of them.
Oh, sure. Appreciate that.
Oh,
you,
for sure.
You know, what's funny is he says, you know, not really, well, scouting a little bit. Yes, he was. Just so you guys know, full transparency, Jim was on the bench for that Vegas 14 AA.
14 AA, yes. On the bench for the last 3-4 years before that, so had a lot of... yeah, okay, I was scouting a little bit. But like I said, friends on the team. My son has friends on the team. And,
yeah.
And yeah, we did scout quite a bit on that. But, you know,
that's part of the game, right? We didn't deny anybody access not at all. To it. It's open access.
And, you know, Ron and I didn't know each other very well, but yeah. I always went and thanked them for, you know, putting the games out there and let them know I thought they were doing a great job. And listen to the podcast as, you know, like my son was obviously a junior night. Ron's son was Storm, but yeah. I would listen to the podcast too and try and spread the word because I think it's important for everybody to know what's going on around the Valley in youth hockey.
And that's why we came together because I feel like, and not that Nate's been pushed to the side. Trust me, Nate.
No, Nate's in.
Nate still is like, well, you know, I can get on. Yeah, of course you can, Nate.
Yep, anytime.
You can come on anytime. But your work is important, and you got to get that work done. And really the reality of it is we'd like to get something out. Like ideally would be at least one podcast every week.
Right.
That may or may not happen, but at least once every couple of weeks. But we'd like to get a bunch of interviews lined up, set up, so that we can push content out every week without necessarily having to sit down. Now, as a travel dad, and Jim's here with me, we do have to go to a few places. Minnesota.
Michigan. North Dakota.
Denver.
Phoenix.
Boston.
Yeah,
so the idea is, and what I'm hoping for, is that when we're going to those places, we're sitting down with other organizations having questions that I know some of the Facebook pages out there, which is Las Vegas Hockey Parents, I think is one of them.
Parents of Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Hockey Parents of Henderson.
Perfect. You guys ask questions there too. We try to answer some of those questions out of that forum on this podcast as well. But of course, you can always email me and Jim at info@vegasringside.com. That's info@vegasringside.com. The reason why we want you to email us and tell us a little bit about your team or what's important, because we want to talk a little bit more about not only is there boys and girls playing on the same team, there's also all girls team as well.
Oh, for sure. And on that note, the Labor Day weekend, the 19U VGK girls team went out to Connecticut for a college showcase with top level teams from the East Coast. Outstanding tournament. They were 5-0 going into the finals. Unfortunately, lost in a shootout to the Junior Flyers, who they had beaten earlier in the round robin 3-2.
Wow.
Spoke to head coach Ryan and assistant coach Matt Coles, good friends of mine both.
Yeah.
Super proud of their girls. The exposure out there was fantastic. So many college coaches checking out the girls. The players out there.
Yeah, and, of course.
And, sorry about that. And and looking, you know, a great opportunity for these girls to possibly get scholarships to go out there.
Yeah.
A lot easier as a female hockey player to score a D1 hockey scholarship than a male hockey player.
Yeah.
And for them to go out there and show out like they did, unfortunate too. They did have a goal waved off late in the finals that after video review did cross the line. Unfortunately, referee was not in position, and we don't blame refs because it's one of the hardest jobs going out there.
Absolutely.
He did not see it, but after, you know, unfortunately, like I said, if you look at the video review, puck did trickle past the goalie. Defenseman made a great play. She slid back in and pulled it out. It was over the line. However, ref doesn't see it. Ref's call is final. Into overtime, no score in overtime, all the way into shootout. Unfortunately, they fell in the shootout, but a great showing from them. And, you know, like I said, there's a few girls on that team who are young. This is a 19U team.
Okay.
There's five girls on that team that were part of the 14U national champion junior Golden Knights girls team last year. So you're talking 15-year-old girls playing against 19-year-old girls out there and just showing out. So we are super proud of the junior Knights 19U girls and Coach Matt and Coach Ryan. Like, outstanding job out there. Outstanding.
That is extremely impressive. And we can't... We want to make sure that they get their say on the podcast as well, because it's important. Not only does Vegas Junior Golden Knights have a girl team, I believe Storm did or still does.
I know that Storm at the very least has a 14AA girls team.
They do. Okay.
I did speak with the head coach of the Junior Knights 14AA coach team, Gordy, national champion last year.
Yeah.
They did have a scrimmage last weekend with the Storm.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Competitive game. Knights came out on top, but he was very impressed with the girls organization, the girls team from the Storm organization.
Okay.
And I know Brittany's doing a great job over there trying to get that going too. So
yeah,
it's the more the merrier, like teams for everybody.
Yeah. Brittany Brooks. She's doing a great job. She also, I believe, was a goalie too.
I believe she was.
She played as well.
Absolutely.
So that was for this past weekend, or last weekend, right?
Yep, got one more.
Okay.
If we can get to it.
That
would be the 14U Junior Knights team out in Los Angeles for their tournament.
Oh, that's right.
Head coach Wally Lacroix, assistant Jazz Vitale, went out there and really stomped everybody out there. Two teams from Littleton, Colorado, a good organization.
Yeah.
California Gold Rush, Golden State Elite, all good teams.
Yeah.
6-0, buried through everybody. 3-0 win in the finals. So great showing from Coach Wally and Coach Jazz and all his young athletes. I did speak to Coach Wally actually today before we came on the podcast, and he wanted to just basically give props to his players.
Yeah.
Because Wally and Jazz on their teams are very big on systems.
Okay.
Now, systems only work if all players are pulling in the right direction.
Absolutely.
So, you know, what skill-wise matching up with those teams was probably pretty even, but all those kids have bought in to the system. Now, obviously, you're going to work skills because everybody needs to get better, but as a former coach or a coach, however you want to look at it,
yeah.
If everybody buys into the system, it makes playing hockey a whole lot easier. You know where your buddy's going to be. You know what's expected of you. And you know, there is accountability. If you're not rowing along with your teammates, then you're going to be on the bench. So great job from Coach Wally's team, Coach Wally and Jazz, I should say, going out there. And he's like, he was very proud of his kids. And then they came back just this weekend, just got done today. They had lost to the Bobcats, Arizona Bobcats, in the round robin of the tournament, Sin City Showdown, going on here this weekend.
Yeah.
Came back and won in the finals today. So they were They came back and beat those Bobcats 3-2 with a late goal. Great job from the goalie Hellman, I believe his last name. Yep. Stopped a penalty shot with like around 2 minutes left.
Wow.
They turned around, scored a late goal. So once again, like I said, Coach Wally, Coach Jazz got that team going. We're really proud of them. And, you know, we hope they keep going throughout the year.
Well, I think they need to, because I know we watched a couple of those games. Our games followed their games.
Correct.
And I know Wally, you know, was, you know, you're like, hey, we played great over the last weekend. We're not playing so great now. But that was their one thorn. And, you know, it was funny. I was talking to one of the dads on the team, and I had asked him this. I said, is it better to have lost in round robin to then get your revenge for the championship? Like, they played today. They played two games today.
Correct.
They lost to them this morning.
Correct.
And that's when I was having that conversation with him. And I'm like, well, wouldn't it be, you know, as a parent, wouldn't it just be better to just have lost than to win? Because I feel like watching the kids getting that win, if they had gotten the win in the morning, can they sustain it
right
for that afternoon?
Well, and there's also, you know, the opposite way, it's overcoming adversity, I should say. Like, you know this team that you're playing is a good team because they just beat you, to reach down deep inside and go and take him out in the finals. I think either way is going to, you know, winning's winning, I guess, right?
It is. Right. I think, you know, I always think to myself, as far as, you know, like a parent there watching the games going, well, you know, can you really be, yes, you could be disappointed if, let's say, the system wasn't being implemented well, right? And you can hold people accountable, right? Kids accountable. You can hear the coaches holding them accountable while they're in game, right?
Absolutely.
Even the goalie.
100%.
I saw Wally having a conversation. I can't remember. Oh, it was with one of the goalies. I won't say the name, but I heard him like talking him over on the ice. Like, you said this, you meant to say, you know, try to keep in mind what you're saying. Does it make sense?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Correct.
And you want feedback, right? You want, you know, listen, my background's nursing. Okay. So a medical nurse for 21 years. And, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about in nursing and medical is, you know, communication loop back, right?
Right.
I tell you something, you repeat it back to me. So we know we're all on the same page.
Same page, right?
And I'm sure Wally's doing the same thing, and would be the expectation even for our coaches, or any coaches for that matter.
Absolutely.
What you don't want to do is say something and then the kid never responds back. How do you get validation that they understood?
Right.
You know, and I think that goes for some of the kids that are dealing with coaches that are from a different country or have different language or
communication
issues, right. Or coaches that, or if you don't know a coach that likes to raise their voice,
sure.
Right? Or a coach that is very soft. How do you know if he's upset? Maybe they don't think that they're upset, but having it come across. And then have the kid respond back. I think that's great communication out
Absolutely.
There. And I know that the games were close, you know, this morning. And I think the first game was like a 2-goal loss.
It was a 4-2 loss, yeah.
But I know this morning was close. It was close. And nothing was like a total blowout.
It wasn't a blowout by any means, no.
And
shots on goal were close. It was a competitive game for sure.
And they had other teams that they had to play, and they did beat those other teams, right?
Wasatch from Utah, yes, they took care of them.
Yeah, and that team has always been interesting, you know, from my perspective, from being a Storm dad from
right.
last season to we haven't played them. I don't even know if we're going to even play a Utah
team. I'm not sure if at the 15 AAA level they have a team. I do know, which I just heard, that they have new ownership in that organization, and they have brought in all new top level coaches. They've shelled out some money
wow.
to bring it in. So
okay.
the Wasatch organization, which I believe is the only AAA organization in Utah, seems to be on the up and up. Like I said, the new owners are pumping some cash in there to get some good coaches
okay.
and it should be, you know, they're about to get an NHL team. So that Utah market's going to be saturated with hockey players, as we're seeing in.
Yeah. And they don't Vegas. Even have a podcast like we do. Come
no,
on
we'll
now.
Just take over Utah while we're at it.
But, you know, they had to still take care of business to get in the finals, right? And that's what they ended up doing. So, no, we love Coach Wally for what he does. And I don't know the assistant coach.
Jasmine Vital.
But I know his son.
His son, Vinny, was the goalie on Wally's 16 AAA team last year, was also the starting goaltender on the 14U AA National Champion Junior Knights of 2 years ago.
Yeah. He's impressive.
He's impressive. That was an impressive team. It wasn't all Vinny, but Vinny has gone on to now playing for the 16 AAA Detroit CompuWare team, okay, which is a top level team out of Detroit. Moved along. He's, you know, getting looked at, we should say,
yeah,
a high level goalie. He came down from Montreal to come play in Vegas.
In Vegas, yeah.
Coach Jazz and Coach Wally, friends, childhood friends from Montreal, been friends forever. So brought him down in to the organization and, you know, got a national title banner up in there
AFC.
And then off to greener pastures, I should say, up in Detroit CompuWare, which is a legendary organization. So, you know, great to see the Vegas kids moving on and showing up and showing them what we got out here in Vegas.
All right. Well, 14U Vegas Junior Golden Knights take down in a shootout, I believe, right? Shootout or overtime?
Nope. Late goal.
Oh, late goal.
Late goal.
Sorry.
Under a minute left.
I have this shootout stuck in my brain.
There's been a bunch of them this weekend, so yeah, I can see that.
And great job, 14AA. Great job. Actually, you know, all these teams.
All the teams in
you've
the
rattled off, like Storm, Gorman, Faith. We haven't really talked much about Faith, but I will talk about what's coming up, though, with the high school teams, because we want to talk a little bit about the high school teams. I also want to mention there's also other levels of hockey outside of just youth. If you are just getting into hockey, there's like learn to skate, learn to play, little nights. These programs are there.
Adult learn to play if any of the parents want to be out there.
I just saw that, yeah.
Adult learn to play at both City National and at America First. I'm not sure if LVIC has it, but once you graduate, you go right into a league there on a Thursday night. So a lot of, you know, a lot of new hockey parents out here, yeah, like want to see what it's like to be on the ice. Like, we encourage you to go out there, and the more the merrier. Let's get everybody playing hockey out here in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Plus, you know what? It's not hot, like 120 degrees out.
It's nice in the rink. It's
nice and comfortable.
It's nice and comfortable.
Until
you're
skating.
Sweating on the rink, yeah. But then you get to go to the locker room and have a beer with your buddies. It's all good.
So September 13th, Bishop Gorman Faith are going to actually be traveling. The high school teams are going to be traveling out to California. They play in the Anaheim Duck High School Hockey League.
Right.
Yeah. So September 13th, Bishop Gorman's going to be taking on Fairmount 2. So Bishop Gorman D2. Faith Lutheran, let's just go over Bishop Gorman D2 on September 13th. Bishop Gorman JV is going to be taking on Servite at 7:45. Bishop Gorman D1 is taking on Central Cathedral. Now, I don't know any of these teams. I won't get to know those teams that they're going to be playing until I start looking in and seeing how their players are playing.
Right.
But on the 13th, all those the Bishop Gorman teams are going to be playing some games. And then also Faith Lutheran, D3 is going to be taking on Yorba Linda, their D3 team.
Yorba Linda.
Yorba Linda, Yorba, I believe Linda. It is.
Okay.
And then Faith Lutheran JV is taking on Santa Margarita JV at 6:30 p.m. on the 13th. And Faith Lutheran D2 is playing Santa Margarita, their D2 team, at 8:15. But there's a lot of games, and this is really interesting, Jim. I don't know if you know this or not, but Bishop Gorman D2 is taking on Edison at 1:25. The next time they play a game on Saturday, it's at 5:50.
Same day.
Ooh. Corona Norco.
It's a quick turnaround.
They're super quick. Bishop Gorman D1's taking on Damien at 1:45, and then they're going to be playing Santa Margarita at 6:10.
Ooh. Not a lot of time. Get something to eat and get hydrated and stretched out and get ready to get back out there, huh?
Yeah. Bishop Gorman JV's playing Corona Norco at 3:15, and then they play Damien at 8:20. So about 5 hours.
Sure.
But you got the hour that you got to play.
Right.
So it's more like 4 hours.
Yeah, and you're talking 30 minutes to get your gear off and everything else. Mm-hmm. Like I said, little food, little stretch, and back in to talk to your coaches.
And I almost believe Faith's teams are closer. So Faith Lutheran JV is playing Yorba Linda at 3:10. Then they play again at 6:15. Wow. And they're playing San Diego United.
That's like a back-to-back because I believe those games are 15 or 17-minute periods, an hour and a half of ice time. So, I mean, they're coming directly right back. And this is something that if your son is interested in playing high school hockey, the travel going out to California, you're kind of in and out.
Yeah.
As opposed to flying to, say, Boston, you're leaving on a Thursday, probably missing 2 days of school, and you're not coming back till Sunday night. And that's plane true. Trips and everything, where if you're playing in these, it's kind of great. You just drive out to California. You could probably leave really early in the morning, stay for a night, and then come on back, and that's your travel.
Absolutely. And as parents, I believe the team drives, like in a bus.
Yeah, they take a bus, correct.
So you're not even riding with your kids.
Nope.
You're just, even better.
Even better, absolutely. You don't got to smell them or hear them.
Faith Lutheran D2 is playing Fairmount Blue at 3:25, and then they follow that up for Central Cathedral at 8 p.m., so 5 hours at least, I guess. And then Faith Lutheran D3 is playing Damien at 4:10, and then D3 is playing Saddleback United at 8:50. So there's one game on Friday and then two games on Saturday for those high school teams. And you can actually go to Anaheim Ducks hockey website. I actually have it up here, Jim. Surprisingly, I have something up on
Ron is prepared for us, so we're going to show you where you can get a look at the results here. And if any of the parents, coaches, or players on the team want to hit us up and tell us a little bit about what's going on with them, feel free to hit us up. We'd love to talk about it.
Absolutely. You can go to ADHSHL.com, and you can actually see their schedule, their scores, their standings. Like right now, for JV, we'll just talk about JV for the kids. None of the kids for Faith or for Gorman have officially played.
Not in the league.
Not in the league yet, no. For Varsity 1, let's see. None of them played. Gorman, yeah, and I don't know why it's not going up anymore. There we go. So I don't think any of our kids have played yet. So this is actually the kickoff for the high school teams.
Nice. That's great to get their season going. You know, we wish everybody the best of luck out there. And I know all these teams have played a few games already, but now it's time for league play to really pick it up. And, you know, it is a California high school league, but, you know, the Vegas teams, they're allowed to win it. And I know they did last year, so we can go ahead and do it again this year. So go, boys, go get them.
Yeah, actually, they even do All-Star.
Yes.
Too. And Cash Tritton for Gorman, I believe, ended up getting on the All-Star team. I think Larrison as well.
William Larrison.
Yeah, William. They friends call him Larry.
Larry, yep.
I believe he made the All-Star team. There's a few kids and some Faith kids too,
right?
Made some of the teams. I don't know them as well, maybe as you might have. But if we find out more which teams have made it or which kids have made like the All-Star team, we'll let you know. We'll bring it in. If you're interested in knowing a little bit more about, hey, how does my kid get into hockey in general, go to one of my earlier podcasts. It's I think number 1 or number 2. Me and Nate kind of talk a little bit about that or go through that. There's 21 episodes currently out. This would be the 22nd episode starting a new season. But I, for the last 15 minutes, Jim, I just want to talk to you about the tryouts. I know a lot of the parents, it's like the worst time of the year for most of the parents.
It is so stressful. It's nerve-wracking because you obviously want the best for your son or daughter, whatever it may be. Nobody likes to see the disappointment in their child's eyes if they don't happen to make a team. Yeah. And, you know, obviously it's tough. I played my whole life. I got cut from plenty of teams. I made plenty of teams. I've seen my son cut from teams. I've seen my son make teams. And it is very, very stressful. A lot of pacing going on up there. But, you know, we all want the best for our kids, so we're rooting for them.
Yeah, and I can tell you right now, as an ex-Storm dad, there's no favoritism. The kids have to earn their spot.
100%.
For sure.
The team, we'll just talk a little bit about the 15 AAA team, because that's where we're familiar. It's basically a mix of Storm and Knights kids from last year, plus four kids from out of state who came to join up with our team to play at the AAA level. Mm-hmm. This is the first time, I said my son's been a Knight since he started. This is the first time he's played with over half of this team. It's very stressful, you know, coming in. If it was just the same kids from the Knights, pretty confident that he was going to secure his spot, and I'm sure you feel the same way about the Storm.
Yeah.
But going over to a new organization and having the best players coming over from, we'll just go with the Storm coming over to the Knights.
Yeah.
Very stressful, and you're seeing more high-level kids out there. Big props to everybody who made it and everybody who unfortunately did not. Like, there was great players who did not make this AAA Junior Golden Knights team. That, you know, maybe they make it next year and nobody give up or anything like that. But this was definitely more stressful this year to have most of the best kids in this age group in the area trying out for one team. You saw a lot of pacing up in the stands for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you're going to have those parents that are very loyal to Storm, very loyal to VGK or Vegas Junior Golden Knights. They're never going to jump in that sense because they appreciate the organization.
Absolutely.
Not that they are even guaranteed anything. They just feel like that is, you know, they're like, we were with Storm for a very long time. Right. And for the Bishop Gorman, now keep this in mind, Bishop Gorman didn't have a 16 AA
correct
team last year.
Correct.
And that's something I had said at the beginning of the podcast, talking about the Ice Warriors. Mm-hmm. And about those teams and how they're having to battle through their adversity because Bishop Gorman and Faith Lutheran added an extra team.
Right.
So that's more kids, more travel kids that are now able to play still competitive hockey in a high school level.
Absolutely.
So like your 14 U teams now are a little bit watered down in the sense of, in a good way, too. And,
sure.
And I'm going to make that very clear. Like,
plenty of spots.
There was a lot of kids last year that really wanted to play on a travel team but couldn't.
Right.
Right? They were borderline. They were, you know, like, hey, Mom, Dad, I've been house league for the last two seasons, three seasons. Their goal, and my son was one of them.
Mine, too.
That said, I want to be on a travel team.
Right.
And their goal was to make that travel team.
Right.
Well, without Bishop and Faith adding that extra high school team, if they didn't do that, it would have, Ice Warriors definitely would have had more pick, obviously.
Sure.
But also in the same breath, though, those kids that were right there are now there.
Right.
And they're experiencing that experience that we have as our parents, as us, as parents and our kids that are in a travel program, and they're experiencing the highs and lows.
Right.
When they say, okay, here's the cost of the program. And you're like, okay,
right?
What kidney am I selling?
Correct.
Now, keep in mind, and I'm not knocking, I'm not going to bring up costs or anything, but the number one most expensive sport in the United States is hockey.
By a mile. Everything.
So in general, it's generally expensive. So to allow kids that really, and there were like Ice Warriors brought on, I would say a select team last year.
Yep.
So there was potential for kids to play travel. They were able to get another team on board and they got to travel and have that experience.
Right.
Those kids are still there. And some of the kids kind of fell down or some of the kids went into high school hockey. Some of the
kids moved up too.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, some kids move up, some kids move down as you get older, the desire, the growth, physically, mentally, like you never know. You can be, like you said, a house league player 3 years and all of a sudden you're playing AAA.
Yeah. So, you know, there's some really, listen, I've coached house league. Sure. I've played hockey for fun, right? As you said, crack a few beers, whatever, sweat a little bit. Right. Sure. And most of my hockey was roller. That was a big thing out here in Vegas.
Huge.
And then it kind of shifted over to ice, which thank you. Cause that big fan that they would have at the rinks,
blowing hot air around it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not fun.
Right.
I have enough information to be, I wouldn't say be deadly, but definitely I have a good understanding about how the game should be played. I never sit here and tell, I will never tell any coach how to coach a team.
Absolutely not.
I will sit here and I could be frustrated frustrated, you know, from what I see, or, but at the end of the day, you know, it's tough being a parent too. Now, I know from the coach's perspective, you know, coaches do need to be respected. Coaches do need to coach the team, and it's hard to take that investment. You know, financially, there's an investment, so there's a little bit more into that.
Sure.
But emotional investment away from that, because you're watching your kid play and stuff, and I think personally, and maybe I'm wrong, but I always felt like at the beginning of a season, I think it would go further to just explain from a coach's perspective their style.
Sure.
So there's some expectation.
I could see that, but at the same time,
I'm not sitting here saying tell the parents or whatever how they're going to coach.
Right.
But this is how you will see me on the bench.
This is what I expect of my players.
Yeah, but or more so, this is how I act around my players. Gotcha. In a sense of like, there are coaches that have no emotional reaction,
and then there's screaming psychopaths who are going to throw sticks on the ice,
which is fine.
Sure, everybody's got their own style.
But as a parent, I'm like, I want to be like, okay, cool. He's that's how he coaches. That's cool. That's how they coach.
Right.
Great.
Absolutely.
And you know what's funny is I've heard coaches have said, you know, listen, you don't like it, I don't care, because I don't need to coach your team.
Fair.
And rightfully so.
But it's still,
or you don't like it, you don't like it, go somewhere else.
So I've talked to many coaches, and like I said, I've coached with many guys over the years, and one of my favorite coaches would have a parent meeting at the beginning of the year, and the very first thing he would say to the parents is there anybody here who thinks they're a better coach than me? Raise their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever did. Now, if they did, I say, okay, it's your team. Go after it.
Mm-hmm.
But if nobody thinks they're a better coach or knows more about the game than me, please trust in my decisions, my systems, and what I'm doing with your children. Because it's hard. Like, you are trusting your child,
yeah,
who we all love our kids more than anything in the world, to another guy that you may not, a guy or gal, you may not know that well. So, you know, it is a fine line. Respect and...
I wish, though, that there was a little bit of dialogue in the beginning. I'm not saying once that conversation's done,
sure,
it's done.
Right.
I don't need a checking point in the middle of the season.
Right.
I don't need a checking point a quarter of a season. I think for me is like, because I really don't know what to expect or the coaching style. Like, are we talking about F1, F2, F3? Does anybody listening right now even know what that even means?
Right.
We know what that means.
We know what it means, yeah.
But the reality of it is parents don't know, and not that they need to really know, but I think if they said, okay, I have this system, this is what we'd like to work on, and then that's the end of it, and then you could be like, okay, that makes sense. Like, I could tell you, and I'll use it a good example. When Brandon was playing in Pee Wee AA, and every time he got the puck, he would chip it up the board. So he's in the defensive zone, and he would chip it up the boards.
Yep.
To nobody. To literally nobody. And I'm like, oh, my God, that seems so weird, because he could just carry the puck.
Sure.
That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
So me being the dad that I am, you know, go to the head coach, say, hey, let me ask this. And Brandon's very that kid. Like, you tell him to do that, he'll do that.
Right.
Right? And I said, you guys probably were working on that in practice, right? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, and he's doing it in game. Problem is, none of the kids are ready for that.
Right.
Like, he's
the only one doing it.
He's the only one doing it. There's no one rushing up the ice to go after that.
But that's a very young age. So the hockey IQ has not quite developed yet throughout the teammates.
Correct.
And everybody else.
But from a parent's perspective, when I'm sitting there in the bench listening to the parents going, well, why is he sending that puck? He should carry the, like, you can hear the parents getting a little upset.
Because that's what coach told them to do.
Well, they don't know that.
Right.
They just think that he's just ran.
Tossing the puck away.
Correct. Yeah. So those are the things that I feel like would benefit parents out there. Like, and I believe there are coaches that have that little bit of that conversation.
Sure.
Or even if it's set the tone, right?
Right.
Hey, this is how I am as a coach. This is who I am. This is what I do. I really feel like that is, it's beneficial, because then if somebody really was so upset first and foremost, and I'll be very clear with everyone listening, you know, you're not allowed to really have any conversation with any head coach or assistant coach, and Jim can contest to this, at least 24 to 48 hours after any tournament.
Right. Calm down. Take a breath.
Yeah.
Think about things and what you want to say, because you definitely don't want to, you know, start any arguments or anything like that. Like, clear head, clear conscience is the way. If you do need to speak to your coach, give it 24 hours.
Yeah.
Make it respectful. Ask for a meeting. Keep everything respectful and, yep, and level, and understand that most of the coaches will take time to speak with whoever,
absolutely,
whoever it is. Absolutely. But I do want to say, as in the younger levels, I feel like maybe the putting out communication in the beginning, you know, is a little bit more important than if you get to a higher level,
sure,
higher age group. You know, you have experienced coaches and you kind of need to trust like what they're doing. And like I said, most coaches are going to take a couple of minutes to talk to you or however it may be to explain, you know, what's going on. And, you know, I've never really run into a situation where a coach would just say, no, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
In which case I would have to reevaluate whether or not I want to have my child on this team, honestly.
Sure.
Like, if you're just going to go, it's my way or the highway, that's fine. But what's your way? Right.
So you sound like what I was just saying, but I know I kind of got off a little bit on that, but yeah, our kids had to go through those tryouts. Mm-hmm. Right. And, absolutely, and one of the reasons why my kid and other kids, when we decided we wanted to see a different coaching style.
Right.
Right. And, but nothing, as far as the organization goes, I'm going to ask you this question.
Shoot.
If Gavin doesn't make Vegas Junior Golden Knights, where does he go?
Storm.
If he would have tried it, right?
Oh, absolutely. If he could, unfortunately, the tryouts were at the same time. I have never been, I have been with the Junior Knights.
Yeah.
If I would have been with the Storm, my other son started in house league with the Storm. I did the learn to play way back in the day with the Storm.
Yeah.
We would have stayed there, no problem. My son Gavin actually at 12U first year was cut from Storm and went over to Knights and made a developmental 12UB team. So now has, you know, and after that made the 12A, the 14A, the 14 double, and now to the 15 triple. Just happened to not make that Storm team, make that Knights team. And that's where, you know, we jumped in, and, you know, I was coaching over at Storm and then I was coaching over at Knights. It's, to me, the color is not important at all. Like, and I can tell you this, like, you know, we had a nice rivalry last year at the 14AA level between the Storm and the Knights.
Yeah.
Our state tournament, 3-game tournament, was super close.
Yeah.
And very, very intense.
Yeah.
But when it was over and Storm won, we rooted for the Storm. We watched the games and we followed along. And of course we want the Vegas kids, whether we're friends or not.
Yeah.
I didn't know you then.
Yeah.
I was rooting for Brandon.
Yeah.
I thought Brandon's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
Gavin says Brandon's a really nice guy. So yeah, we're going to root for you guys. And I feel like even though the rivalry and the intensity was huge, it's very important to go ahead and root for them. They beat us. So go get them, you know?
And to be fair, Jim, on the same token, if you guys would have beaten us, I would have been supportive of you guys too.
100%.
Because it was such a really good, it was a really good 3-game series.
Very intense.
First game was won by Storm. Second game taken down by 2-0. Really a shutout. Yep. Uh-huh. Paul had a great game.
Paul had an outstanding game.
And then it was just a 1-0 win.
1-0 win, a couple of minutes left, I believe, right?
1 point, 1-7 or something, yeah, like
something
that.
Something like that, uh-huh.
I believe it was announced on my live stream, I believe, because I was the one announcing it.
Great goal.
It was a great goal. But it was some serious pressure at the blue line for that to even squirt out. I mean, puck luck, right?
Oh, hey, you earn everything you get. And that was an earned win for the Storm. And like I said, I was a coach on that team, and my son was on that team, and we were pretty upset, not going to lie.
Yeah.
That was it. Their whole goal for the season is beat Storm and go to Nationals, as I'm sure it was for Storm, beat Knights and go to Nationals. So after the disappointment and some tears and everything, a little anger and everything else, of course we're rooting for you guys.
Oh, we appreciate
100%.
That. 100%. So, yeah.
It's nice to have you on board.
It's nice to have you on board here, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
So if you guys, anybody out there, be it coach, be it, I don't know, it could be the owner of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Sure.
It could be an ex-NHL player, current NHL player, It could be the Henderson Force, which is formerly known as Las Vegas T-Birds.
Yep, new head coach Matt Johnson, an outstanding choice for head coach. We're hoping to get some time with Matt. It'd be awesome
okay,
to
hear that would
about
be
this
awesome.
Brand new program running out of the America First Center. Did see a couple of their practices, looking good.
Really? Okay,
yeah,
good.
Looking nice for sure.
And of course, don't forget UNLV has a hockey team. They were one win away from winning it all for their college.
For the D1 club, for sure.
That's insane. And
there is rumors, don't want to start any out there, that this will be a D1 organization in time.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
They've got to hit some hurdles or jump over some hurdles. I think they need a stadium if they can't get, I don't know if they're going to try to use the I call it the Dollar Loan Center, but that's not what it's called anymore.
Lee's Family Forum.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to be able to negotiate with that or if they got to build something up, but I do believe they need something like 5,000.
I think it's 5,000-6,000, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And obviously, to build something like that, they're going to need some money, right?
Well, for sure. But with the growth of hockey in this area, it's coming. And honestly, if you were a college hockey player, wouldn't you want to come to Vegas and play some hockey?
Absolutely. I mean,
holy cow.
those kids look amazing. Right. And, surprisingly, and just a little shout out, just to give a little bit there, there's a couple of kids from UNLV that do have coaches' time. Actually, at LVIC that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So if your kid's interested from 2 to 3, I believe you can check out LVIC slots, and you should be able to reach out to those coaches and see if and I believe there's coaches times at CNA, but I don't know that officially.
Not sure officially what time
or America
in the
First.
Morning, but I don't believe the UNLV kids are there. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not speaking for UNLV at those facilities, but I'm saying that you can always get kids if your kid wants to do some ice time. It's not necessarily one-on-one, but it's usually with a group.
Some private lessons.
You can find them
below. Oh, yeah, 6 yeah. to 8 a.m.
I know Matt was doing a lot for a while.
A lot of the coaches do. If you're looking for some personalized time with your kids, five kids and below, I believe, is what they do out there.
Okay.
6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Monday to Friday. City National and America First.
Okay.
I would just call there.
Yeah, just call them. They have all the information.
Everybody's got the information, for sure.
And once again, I appreciate Jim coming on, but he's our guy. He's going to be coming with some different information. He's got friends out there, bigger friends than I have, for sure, because we're going to be working and wheeling and dealing and making this podcast really take off. We're going to be talking a little bit more on the next podcast about a defunct website, but run by a guy. We're going to get a little bit more information and just give a little shout out to him. We're actually going to try to dedicate one of our pages to this gentleman, old timer, I hear, for Vegas. But we'll get in. We won't say the names or anything, but we're going to get a little bit more information on that. And then, of course, we're hoping to get, like I said, some refs, some coaches, some parents. I'm happy to have parents. And the other thing we want to talk about too, with Vegas Ringside Rundown, obviously, we can talk about your kid just stepping onto the ice, right? If you want to put in a blog or your experience about it, hit us up, info@vegasringside.com. That's info@vegasringside.com. Also, hit us up for any questions, right,
Jim? Absolutely. We're here.
We're here for you guys. We get those emails when they come in. I know last year I was able to get a hold of one of the dads from the 10U team for Silver Knights, actually reached out to me. He wanted to remain anonymous. That's totally fine.
Absolutely.
And you can be named anonymous on here, meaning we'll read the question.
Right.
And then so some of these questions, what I'd like to do, like if it has something to do with like a ref
right.
scenario or something to do with a coach scenario, I'd like to get the response from those people.
Absolutely.
Not specifically like, I think this coach is blah, 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 and I go to that coach. No. It's a generalized question. You want to kind of get an answer because you want to further your knowledge for the love of hockey, right? The love of youth hockey.
For the love of youth hockey. I love it.
For the love of youth hockey. You got it. So, again, I know we're a little bit over an hour. I appreciate everybody listening for this hour. Please like and subscribe. We do have a Facebook page called Vegas Ringside Rundown, Facebook group page. Also, there is an Instagram that says Vegas Ringside Rundown. That's obviously the name of our podcast. But, of course, the website is just called Vegas Ringside Rundown. Excuse me, VegasRingside.com. But hit us up on the Instagram. We're going to be posting some stuff. You'll get some photos of me and Jim up there. Maybe hopefully in like live, like a quick photo, like, hey, getting ready, preparing for the next interview. We're super excited about the people that are going to be coming on board for this podcast. We really feel that it's important. I know that we've read some stuff on Facebook and other areas, and luckily most of these coaches are not even on Facebook, so they can't even see or understand your guys' concerns. So we'd like to be that filter in between. But also, we're just excited to have that opportunity to have that up there so we can get that following and get people just really interested in there. What's one of your thoughts, just a last closing thought before we end the podcast there, Jim, as far as your first experience on a podcast? Now, I know you're a popular guy and people know you're kind of a big deal.
No, not a big deal. How do you feel
about it so far?
I feel great. I'm very excited to help bring a little knowledge and information to the hockey parents and players out there in the Valley. And I think it's really important that we can try and help educate. I don't know everything. Ron doesn't know everything. We do know a lot of people who we can ask questions to. So anything you guys want to know, and we would really love to talk about your teams.
Yeah.
So if you got some information about your teams, how they did on the weekends, you know, anything that's going on whatsoever, you just want to do a shout out on the pod, please hit us up and we'll try and get to everybody for sure.
And teams doesn't mean travel. It could be house league.
Let's hear about it. House league is the basis of any youth organization. That's where the players come from, and that's for the love of the game, like you said earlier.
Yep.
That's the love of the game.
Well, this is Vegas Ringside Rundown. I'm Ron.
I'm Jim.
And we're out.